You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I want to desperately reference what got us off on this topic yesterday. It was somebody who had called in for Rattle Off, I think, and they were talking about some big production for, was it a proposal?
No, it was this guy that called in, and he and his wife were having a baby, and they were going to do some sort of big pregnancy announcement this weekend. That was like their weekend plans or something like that.
Oh, that's right.
And we were like, why?
Just tell people, hey, we're having a
Why
baby.
Are you doing that? It sounds like once we dug a little deeper, it was just going to kind of be an email. But I think we've all known those instances where you get invited over to somebody's house, you know, and then they spring that on you. You know, it's a big, hey, we're pregnant. Ah! You know, and some of the biggies are like gender reveals, or if you show up and, you know, somebody proposes and there's this big event surrounding it. And you're like, why am I here? Why are you doing this in front of me?
It's funny that very personal things have turned into that it has to be a production. And you probably can put the bulk of the blame on social media, right? Because as soon as people see a big production that this person got for their announcement, it's like, then it's one up, right? I've got to one up that.
Yeah.
I've got to go viral with my promposal. It's no longer, you can't just ask somebody to the prom. It's got to be this huge, elaborate production with video crews.
Well, it's a social media world, you know? You got to capture everything and then post it on your ticky-talky and, you know, hopefully you get some likes and everything out of it and follows and, you know, that's why people are doing it. And it sucks.
Yeah, it's definitely social media driven. It's probably not the only reason. It's also just more of a narcissistic based society. But we were laughing about it off the air yesterday, talking about all the different things that these days have big production surrounding them. So you can't just tell people something or ask people something. You've got to make it into a show.
Yes.
And I know it sounds like we're trying to shame everybody. We actually want your calls so we can laugh with you about the big production.
Yeah.
What was it for, and what did you or what did they do?
How did they go just extremely overboard? I'll bust my sister a little bit. My sister's pregnant. She'll be popping soon. But she did something I actually thought was really kind of cute and quite well done, but they had... Her husband made a giant ice cream cone out of like cardboard and paper mache and various other arts and crafts supplies. But the ice cream cone was like 7 foot tall, and they had it in the middle of their garage. And everybody was over for a birthday party, and they're like, while you're here, we're going to do a gender reveal. And then you could pull the top off the ice cream cone, and that's when the balloons would come out, you know, as the certain color. But it's like as soon as you walked out into the garage, you're like, dear God, there's this 7 foot ice cream cone out here in the garage, and it was fun to see. What do you think about that, Dom? I could tell by that blank stare that you wish you were there. What do you want to say?
Here's what I'm going to say. That was a lovely
really
moment,
well
and I'm glad you and your family got
a lot
to share
of effort
that
was put into that.
That's a lovely moment. And I am so glad that you and your family
were able to
bond and share time together over that big moment.
Yeah, the kids loved it. All the other little running around. It was really good.
That's what I'll say.
You want to throw
not
in
crazy
that's
about
not
you,
for
you,
me.
No, not crazy about people killing the environment with balloons, but you know, that's...
Well, it was in a garage. We were able to, you know, they didn't
round them up and
off.
Just put them in a landfill. Yeah,
we just shoved them down the garbage disposal in the kitchen and sent them on their way.
All right, so it's your turn now. We want to know the gigantic, big production.
Call now so Dom can sit in silence with you.
Julie wrote in, and she just now, she goes, Dom thinks it was stupid, and so do I.
Listen, it was my sister, guys. It was my sister.
I am not the people's taste for all people. There is like, I have my people out there.
Oh, yeah.
They're like my tribe.
Different strokes for different folks.
Exactly. And there's going to be people like, Dom is so mean. Ooh. But there's my tribe is out there. And they're also saying, God, stupid. A big, giant
like
ice cream cone filled with balloons.
Guys.
You couldn't just tell everybody, hey, we're having a girl, or hey, we're having a boy.
Wonder what they did with that ice cream cone. I need to ask her. Now that it's all said and over with, you know, where's it at? All right.
Vicky says, productions for any personal events, that is my biggest eye roll. Yeah, I think, again, it's not everybody because it's so common now that if you don't do it, you feel like there's pressure, right? Especially with certain generations, let's just say, there's pressure. Because you might feel that it's stupid, but the person that you're going to be doing this with longs to do it and wants to do a big production.
Correct,
so,
yeah.
So
they've
now there's pressure on you. You've got to go along with it.
Right. You just got to show up.
Getting a lot of gender reveal stuff. We got a promposal story that's pretty funny. Debbie has got a phone call. We're going to put her on right now. Debbie, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
So let's hear about this big production.
So I can only share this because they live 1,200 miles away and they'll never hear it, so it's okay. My daughter's sister-in-law took eggs and hard-boiled them and then painted them either pink or blue. And so if you can imagine this whole huge family sitting around a table with dozens and dozens of eggs painted, only one will crack. And you have to take the egg, crack it on your forehead, and if it's hard-boiled, it's not the boy, it's not the girl. Whoever's egg breaks on their forehead, that's the gender of the baby. And if you can just see in your head how many people have these bright red foreheads from cracking
so many eggs. And somewhere she was like, this is a good idea. They're going to love this.
Oh, my God.
And about four
eggs later.
Yeah, I was going to say about four eggs in, you're like, oh, my God, just tell me.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Eggs were cheaper that many years ago. So that's
yeah, there is that. Yeah.
I just speaking personally, it's just not for me. Gender reveal parties, I think, are silly. That's just me. But that one is pretty funny just because it's such a pain for everyone who goes to it. It's like you are physically making people suffer through your announcement.
Yes, you are.
Instead of metaphorically suffering, like, when do we get to go home?
You're bruising your face.
They physically suffer through it.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
God, that's fantastic.
Oh, my gosh. I just had to share that with y'all.
That's a good one, Debbie.
We love you, Debbie. Have a great day, okay?
Y'all have a great day, too.
Janice wrote in, says, I was sucked into a proposal at Chili's. Seriously, the guy invited all his friends out for dinner and did it there. Most awkward thing ever. I guess it was their first date place or something. Mm-hmm. Janice says, one of the other people eating in the restaurant was overheard saying, well, that was stupid. Thank you, Janice. That's pretty good.
Yeah, we also live in a time, right, where the bar has to be raised consistently, right? If one person went viral with their proposal or their gender reveal, then you've got to try to get more and stuff like that. And so people try to come up with more and more ideas. The problem is not that many people are really creative, and so a lot of the ideas turn out to be the smashing the egg on the face.
Uh-huh.
Or the Chili's restaurant thing
or
whatever.
Getting on a knee at Chili's. Yeah.
And pretty soon you're like,
that was a bad idea.
This was not a good idea.
They're going to be talking about me on some goofy radio show.
Let me ask you something, too. Because you and I have both been on the proposal end, not being proposed to.
Yeah, you more than me.
Dozens of times. So here's the question, though, and this is, I would really want people who have been proposed to, male, female, non-binary, I don't care, but if you've been on the receiving end, isn't it about time that somebody did a survey of at least 1,000 people, so you've got a big sample size, and see how many people wanted the big production and how many would have preferred a quiet, just the two of
intimate
you
intimate setting
intimate Yeah. Somewhere, as I recall, you and Nicole were just in a hotel room, just the two of you, with your John Denver music playing.
Hotel Monaco, downtown Denver is where I proposed.
And you just had John Denver music playing.
It was just us before we went out.
I can't believe she said yes through that.
I know.
Even.
I had flowers in there, and it was before we went out for New Year's Eve. I was like, I'm going to do this before we go out. So
because what would shut me up is if there was a survey of 1,000 and a good cross-section around the whole country. And various ages.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see what the numbers are. How many really want the big show? And how many want it to be an intimate, special, private moment between the two people?
I wonder if it would be split 50-50, honestly. If some people now are just into that. And they want to be like, look at me. This is my special moment. Well,
I feel like the person who's doing the asking is more likely to want to do a show so that they can appear special. But I'm wondering about the person who's on the receiving end. You think they're the same way?
I do, because now anymore when you hear people are getting proposed to, like they hire photographers and videographers and they're capturing the moment. And then the person that was proposed to likes having all that stuff. You know,
I
guess if it's two or three other people there, they probably still like it. I don't. It's not for me, though.
The thing is, I don't know. And that's why I'm curious. Yeah. I don't want to completely. I have poo-pooed it. But I'm just curious on the receiving end. Like, how many women who are listening right now who've got a ring on their finger preferred the quiet, intimate, just the two of you. So it's a special moment, just your moment versus the put on a show.
Yeah, or if you had the intimate moment, did you later go back to your, you know, your lover and say to them, man, I wish there had been more people here. Does that ever happen? Like, oh, this was nice, but oh, it wouldn't have been great if everybody was here to witness this.
Yeah, I wish somebody would put together a big nationwide survey about that, and let's just find out. Because it might change behavior from some people, too.
Sure could.
You know, if you find out that the, like, 80% of people who, you know, want to be proposed to would prefer an intimate setting, would that change people's behavior? Or would they still be like, no, I still want the viral video?
Still want the likes. Yep.
I don't know. I'm curious. We're getting a whole bunch of text messages
about
it.
A lot of private moment. Private moment. Private moment.
They're all saying quiet, private moment. But I think that's also because the people who want the big show are a little embarrassed to say, I want a big show.